Good morning, we're Tim Chayodim of Klal Samaches, and we're learning Simon Yotes, which deals with how much money does a person have to spend in order to do mitzvahs. So the person says more than the Chayodim says more than a chaymish, a person is not mechayiv to spend, even by a mitzvah of Averis. Now the Chayodim adds v'davka mitzvahs asay. This is referring to spending money to fulfill a mitzvah. What about being over an Avera? So I have Avera in front of me. If I spend significant amount of money, I can save myself from doing the Avera. And I don't want to spend the money. I want to say, and then do the Avera instead. And it's more than a fifth to save myself from doing the Avera, the loisah say, transgressing an Avera. It'll cost me more than a fifth of my money. Avalavra a loisah say, when it comes to a loisah say, chayav litain, I feel a kol mamonoi, kadam shiyavar. So a person spends all of his money not to do an Avera. So the Chabas Chaim says, for example, a person's in a situation where he's asked to say Lashon Hara. The boss says, there's a problem here in the office. You know, you have to tell me. If you don't tell me, I'm going to fire you, and you'll lose all, you will have no more income. So I'm not allowed to be transgress the Avera of saying Lashon Hara in order to save my income. I'm losing all my money. I have no money coming in anymore. So I was making a nice salary, and I'm going from that significant salary to zero. So that's more than a fifth of my nechosim. I do not have a heter to say Lashon Hara because of money. You're allowed to be a reverse because of pikuach nefesh. Is this a situation of pikuach nefesh? Because I don't have income. The assumption in the halacha is not. People will, you can beg. You can borrow, you can find menial jobs, you can figure something out. That's not called pikuach nefesh. That was the mistake that Nebuch and people in America were challenged. We don't understand the level of the challenge. That they were matter working on Shabbos because of the heter pikuach nefesh. If they didn't work, they wouldn't have money to buy food. So that's not a valid halachic argument. It's an emotional thought process, but not a valid halachic argument. So a person would be mechuyev to give up his job and not to do a lois haasei. There's a lois haasei in the Torah that you cannot feed non-kosher food to a Jew. So I'm a nurse in the hospital, and this person cannot eat by themselves, and they have to be fed. And they tell me to feed the individual non-kosher food. And if not, we're going to fire you. So this is a very difficult halacha question. Is that Lif Na'iver in that situation? She's transgressing Lif Na'iver. She's being over this Elo Sachilum. And arguably, the person would be mechuyev to give up their job not to feed somebody non-kosher food. A person has various licenses, etc., which they might lose if they're asked, refusing to do certain types of procedures. Those procedures are allegedly prohibited. A person would have to lose their licensing and lose their ability to make money, not to transgress a lois haasei. This concept is extremely chomer. We should not be tested, but this is not a heter pikuach. Without a heter pikuach nefesh, a person cannot transgress a lois haasei in the Torah. A person could give up all their money. He says, b'chol meyadecha, all of your money. The Prima Gadim in Siman Tav Resh Nun Vav raises the question, and multiple, this is the Rav Kivager in Yerideya talks about this as well. How do we define a lois haasei and an asei? So simply, we know that a asei is said in the Torah, do X, lois haasei is don't do Y. What about a lois haasei, which is done, that instead of actively transgressing, you transgress it by not doing something. What about the asay, which is a asay shein b'ma? It's the asay. It's something that you have to do. It's an isser asay. So it's the main thing, asay versus lo asay, or the main thing is action versus being passive. I'm passively not putting on tefillin. So we said, you're an honest, you know, I'm a chayiv to do the mitzvah, it was going to cost you too much. To actively go against the words of the Torah because of money, you can't do that. So it's a question of an action versus being passive. So that the Prima Gadim is inclined to that understanding. So the main thing is not hasei nor los hasei. The chiluk is the following: that to actively go against the words of the Torah because of money, that you can't do. You go against the words of the Torah because of pikuach nefesh, but not because of money. Whether it's an hasei or los hasei doesn't make a difference. If the way you transgress it is by actively doing something wrong, you may not do that. If the issue is being passive and not doing something, I want to sit here passively and not put on tefillin. I can't afford tefillin. So I'm an onus. I'm not doing the mitzvah. So since you're not actively going against the words of the Torah, you're just passively not keeping the words of the Torah, you're not fulfilling the words of the Torah. So since it's passive, there's a limit of a chumash. So the difference between asei and los asei is not asei and los asei. It's passive versus active. We'll talk about this more versus Hashem, and meanwhile, have a good day.